Okay, and we're back. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Yay, it's Friday. Friday.
It's okay,
Friday.
Instead of
it's
a normal...
It's Friday. Oh,
sorry. We didn't do calisthenics on Monday.
Uh-huh.
Shame on us. We were trying to catch up.
But we're going to do some today.
We're going to do calisthenics today. But we're going to do a
song.
Different song. Because
new song.
Based on the show we did yesterday, right. We found this great thing. So here you go. You got to do all the stuff with it. Okay,
ready?
Here we go. We're going to do it together.
Everybody together. I know y'all know it. I want good noises, too.
Yeah, come on now. Everybody.
This is way hipper than what we did when I was at camp.
Everybody on public transportation, you got to play along.
I just want to be a sheep. Ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep. Ba, 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 ba. Praise the Lord, my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep. Ba, 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 ba.
I just want to be a sheep.
Ba, 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 ba.
I just want to be a sheep. Ba, ba, ba,
you got to have your fingers at the top of your head
fingers
like
top
ears.
Of your head. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And wave your arms back and forth.
I just want to be a sheep. Ba, 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 ba.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay,
I think you've got it. It's time for verse one. Are you ready?
You ready? Yep.
I don't want to be a sad
nope.
Pharisee.
Thank
Pharisee.
You.
I don't want to be a Pharisee.
You don't?
He messed
no.
up a little bit there. Pharisee.
God, they're not no Pharisee. Nope.
I don't want to be a Pharisee.
I thought you guys had a better accent for that one.
I just want to be a sheep.
Ba, 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 ba. Everybody together.
I just want to be a sheep.
Ba, 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 ba.
Hands on your head. Now, come on.
Praise the Lord,
my soul to keep.
I just want to be a sheep. Ba, 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 ba. Verse 2. I don't want to be a hypocrite.
Here it is. There's my song.
I don't want to be a hypocrite.
They're not hip with it. No, they're not.
I don't want to be a hypocrite.
So what do you want to be then?
I just want to be a
sheep. Ba, 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 ba.
I just want to be a sheep.
Okay, everybody. Well, there you go. This goes on for another 6 minutes.
At camp.
Oh, yeah, than that. Then
we never had that at camp.
We never had this good of music at camp.
Well, like at youth conferences we did.
Really?
But we never did this song. Back then we were singing Shine Jesus Shine Fill. I'm so sick of that song.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you really feel about it?
I'm sick of it.
Okay.
I'm about to sing that song again. Oh
no, not at all.
Oh. Ooh. But you know what? Give Thanks came out like in the early 80s.
Yeah.
And I still am not sick of that song. I love that song.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
You like Give Thanks?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Did you fall and hit your head?
I think he did.
I'm not going to say a word here.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
It's Friday!
You Texans, you drive me nuts.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again.
How come you can sing on tune like with this kind of stuff, but you can't like in real life? What happens to you? Something happens to you, you can just all of a sudden sing in tune. You can't sing in tune any other time in your life.
Why does it bother you so much? I sing like nobody's listening.
Uh-huh.
And dance like
except
nobody's looking.
Except for me. I'm listening and I'm looking. I've been scarred for life.
My ex-wife told me that.
Oh, what is wrong? I keep hitting.
You keep hitting the microphone. My ex-wife told me that if she ever saw me dancing again, she would never have sex with me ever again.
She did not.
She did too.
She really said that to you?
Yes.
How rude. Seems
right.
to me that when we went dancing.
Yeah. Faith likes going dancing. Okay. So we have calls. But before we get to calls. There was one thing I need to do. Oh, yes. That's right. John Wilkerson.
Yeah. What about him?
The original Jesus Geek.
Yes.
The OGJ.
Yeah.
The OJJ. The OJG.
OG.
The OJG. The original Jesus Geek. He and I are working this thing together, man. We are. We're working it. And it's Life Water. The Water for Life thing.
Yes. Water for Life.
Yes. So any money donated to... My Life Ministries this month goes mm-hmm. to every penny goes to him. And we're trying to match as much as we can, but it's a hard month. We may do this for 2 months mm-hmm. because we kind of already ripped him off a whole week because we weren't here. But anyway, so any money donated to My Life Ministries, go to him. We're going to try to match everything that comes in. And also, you can donate directly on to through Facebook, I believe. But anyway, go to his website and you click on it. It is jesusgeek.info. And just click on water.
In case you didn't know
click
that.
On the dirty water bottle on the front page.
I don't know how anybody would not know Jesus that it was jesusgeek.info.
Well, it's tattooed on all of our goats in the pasture over there. Right. So.
Well, it used to be. They're kind of getting woolly since his
clippers are gone. So. Yeah. All right. Well, we have a new listener.
We do.
Remember last time, like 3 weeks ago when we podcasted and we asked people to if they'd never called in to call in.
Uh-oh. And somebody then we called didn't in. Listen. That's terrible of us.
Par for the course.
Hi, Brad Faith. My name's Ross. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida. I just wanted to say that I enjoy listening to your show.
Ralph?
Ross.
I started listening to podcasts a couple months ago. Wanted some Christian influences to listen to keep me going throughout the day. Discovered your podcast on a promo from another podcast. So
thank you.
Promos do work. They spread the word around.
It's good.
But I let you know. So I really enjoy listening to your show. Sitting at my desk listening to your show is just like chatting with a couple of friends. So
well,
really
thank you,
enjoy
Ross.
Listening to you. Talk to you later and bias con Dios.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Well, Ross, you're in luck because we're coming to Florida. To Florida in 2 weeks.
We're not going to Tampa, though.
We'll meet you. We'll meet you halfway. Now, we'll come to your house where you live.
We need a place to stay.
We need a place
to
sleep.
You can save us some money. We'll pitch a tent in your front yard. I don't tent, just so you know.
No, Faith doesn't tent. You'll have to sleep in the tent. We'll take you
I
back.
I grew up tenting. Don't tent anymore. No. No more
tent
camping.
Your hair.
Can't no more. I don't tint my hair. I color my hair.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Shh. Oh, whoops. So, yeah, if you've never listened to our show before, please call in and include your address so we can come visit you.
Yes, we'd like a place to stay.
We're going to invade you.
We have no issues with staying at people's houses. Not at all.
No, no, no.
Just as long as you're clean. Needs to be clean.
Seriously, we will be traveling across the country from
if
Texas
you live
to
between
Florida.
Texas and Florida,
if you would like to
we'll
buy
stop
us,
in.
If you would like to buy us a meal, feel free.
We're
to
in.
Let us know about it.
It may be at 2 o'clock in the morning.
We might even drive a little out of our way.
Yeah, we just might.
Just to have a meal with you. Uh-huh. So seriously, though, yes. We'll be around and always willing to meet new people and love. That's one of the things I love about the ministry, to meet new people.
Anybody in Tennessee? Because I'd really like to go. I really want to stop in Chattanooga and go up in the mountain, you know, and see the...
We could do that without somebody being there.
No, it'd be good to see somebody.
That's true.
They might know... See, people know where to go eat. You know, you got to be a local to know where to go.
Well, speaking of promos work...
Yeah?
Well, we have a call from Travis from the Thin Ice Podcast.
Oh.
So, if you like our show, the Thin Ice Podcast is really cool. It's mm-hmm. two friends who are talking about NASCAR and hunting. Two Christian friends talking about NASCAR and hunting. So...
It's a boy show.
It is kind of a boy show.
It's kind of for boys.
It is kind of a boy show. But it's good. It's different because you have us and you have Jen and Dave and we're different, but you kind of the same flavor. This is a little different flavor.
Yes.
Because there you go.
Hey guys, it's Travis. Faith, I'm listening to Make 'em Laugh. Why did the monkey fall out of the tree? I'm curious.
Because he was dead.
Yeah, you were expecting something funny. But now you know why I cut that joke off, you know, because you were expecting a punchline. And that's what you get. You see? I guess. Faith, uh-huh. Why did the other monkey fall out of the tree?
Peer pressure. It's the funniest joke ever.
It's the funniest joke ever. It makes... no sense. And she knows it makes no sense, but she thinks it's the funniest joke ever.
You know why it's funny? Because I have memories.
It's funny because you laugh at it. That's
because
why
I have
funny.
Memories of sitting on my friend's Chevy Capri Classic hood of the car was like 8,000 feet long, and I was laying on the front of the hood. It was like at 2 o'clock in the morning in the summer, and I was exhausted, tired, you know, because we stayed up all night long, and we were sitting my parent in the driveway of my house, yes. And then my friend told me this joke, and I laughed. I was so tired that it was extremely funny to me, because this is really not funny.
No.
And so I laughed, and I fell off the car.
No, that's funny.
See, so I have this vivid memory that all of us are rolling out
your head.
See,
and now you have brain damage where that joke is concerned.
See, and now it's funny. So so it's a sentimental thing.
Into that, it taps into that. It's
a sentimental thing, yeah.
Okay, these headphones are driving me crazy.
I know, what's going on?
Well, this thing's loose, I guess.
Zip, 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 zip. Oh,
there.
No. Oh, wait. Oh,
yeah, there we go.
Back for.
Y'all don't hear that. It's just okay. In our headphones because our little headphone amplifier is playing tricks on us.
Okay, so there you go.
All right, speaking of other podcasts, so
Travis, is he going to talk some more?
Yeah, Travis has got like two more things to say.
Oh, okay,
so
let's let him talk.
Let's hear what he has. So this one's a little longer.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Bradley. Hello, Faith. This is Luigi Scalarone. I can't believe what you did. I cannot believe that you tried to go knock off Michael Corleone.
Oh, crap, I stopped it.
Do we have to start over now?
Yes. Oh, man. Anyway.
Hello, Bradley. Hello.
So. This is by Luigi, and evidently he's not
there
good.
Yet.
That you tried to go knock off Michael Corleone.
Put a hit on us?
That small,
don't know.
Whatever guy he is that can't even figure out which way to stand up, so he bends his legs every which way to go and kick people's butts, and they call that skill. He can't walk straight. He can't go and keep his legs down below him and how to walk. This is very undignified.
He's talking about Bruce Lee, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
If you show somebody between your legs while you go and kick them, very, 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 very bad.
So, very, very bad.
What happened there?
I don't know.
We would do this the dignified way, and we would deliver hot lead in a very expeditious manner. So just want to tell you that with this bracketology thing that you have, you may want to reconsider knocking off any more, you know, Italians. Oh, you know, you disgust me.
I'm sorry, that was Luigi who called in. I was wrong
Travis.
On that one.
Luigi.
Luigi.
He's a
hey,
new
Brett,
listener.
Faith, John here.
Hey, John.
Thanks for pumping out the promotion of the
Living Water.
Podcasting for Water Project.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Water for Life.
Living Water International.
Yes.
If people want more information, the best way for them to check it out is go to water.jesusgeek.info.
There you go.
Ah, there you go.
Take them right there to a page that has links to Living Water International's website, a link to the Facebook cause page, and also a link where they can donate via PayPal. I would prefer that they would give via the Facebook cause if they have a Facebook account.
What?
Isn't it via?
Via? Did he say via?
Via.
Why are you picking on him?
Tomato.
He's in the middle of doing something charitable.
Because it's John. I can't help it.
The Mermont strikes again. Well, let's hear him out.
He's
giving us some good information here. Get a pen. Write it down.
They have Facebook pages for causes now? Really?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Maybe I should get with it.
That's how I found out about the school board thing. This the vote yes for the school
bond. Because
they
had a Facebook page?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not sucking me and I'm not doing it.
Don't
I'm
do
doing
it.
It.
Stay
I'm
away
doing
from
it.
Facebook.
I'm not doing it.
Okay. Good. I'm not doing it. Can I finish this?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go.
That accepts credit cards. Unfortunately, does not accept PayPal. I wish that it did, but it does not. If they are not able to give by way of Facebook because they don't have a Facebook account, then they can use the PayPal link on the website. The only problem there is, well, it's not necessarily a problem, but I have to cover the cost of the administrative cost of using PayPal. So that's all. And I hope that everyone is joining the podcast, and I hope that everyone is able to give. I am very short of the goal that I was expecting to be able to reach. Unfortunately, I wasn't expecting the economy to go down in the toilet. So,
right.
I am going to be looking at possibly doing an 8-hour or maybe a 12 or 24-hour podcast later on in the year. There is a Life Church TV I don't know if you all are familiar with Life Church, but there's a Life Church campus very near where I live, and I'm going to be try hooking up with them to see if I can do something with them to raise some money for Living Water International, because it is very important that people have clean water. It is literally the basis of life for everyone on this planet. If you don't have clean water, you're not healthy. You can't grow good crops. You know, and that really, having clean water can really help people out of poverty. So that's my spiel on that. Thanks again for mentioning it. And remember, water.jesusgeek.info for more information.
Water.jesusgeek.info. Let me simplify things for you. Either give through the Facebook application that you'll find at water.jesusgeek.info, or give through My Life Ministries, and we will give through the Facebook application. That way he can track every penny. And you can, so if you have to do it through PayPal, just give it to My Life Ministries. We'll cover the cost of the PayPal transaction. And then I will donate through, you know, with my PayPal credit card through the Facebook application for him, so that way he can keep track of every penny.
Cool.
So there you go. You've got only two options. I've narrowed it down for you and make it simple for you, and we can give to water just $5. Just give us $5, you know, and a couple of times. We're going to do this for a couple of months. You could do that once a week when you get paid, just $5, something like that. You know, cut out a cup of coffee and give some clean water to some people who really need it.
I had a skinny vanilla latte at Starbucks yesterday, speaking of coffee. It was $3.25 for the little one, because I only get a little cup of coffee.
That was $3.25?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Wasn't it good?
It wasn't $3.25 good.
Yeah, it was.
No.
I mean, because I'm not going to make it.
I mean,
I don't make coffee.
I do.
You do at work, but we don't ever make coffee at home.
But at work, it cost me like 17 cents a cup.
But as little as I drink coffee, I mean, that was great. I don't drink a cup of coffee every day,
right?
But it sure was yummy.
Not
I wonder how many
that.
Calories a skinny latte.
Yeah, but for $3.25 for that cup of coffee, you could have given somebody water.
I could have.
Who needs
right.
it to live?
You know what? I'll give you $20 right now.
There you go. That brings our total up to $90.
Yay!
So far, yay! All right. So, because $20 from faith. Okay. Moving right along, we have another call. I don't want to say who it is, because sometimes people call in and they're pretending to be people that they're not.
So we're not going to say.
I don't want to ruin it.
Oh, hello again, Brad and Faith. This is Louis the Leprechaun.
Louis the Leprechaun!
It's Louis! Yay!
Love Louis the Leprechaun! We have Luigi and Louis the Leprechaun. And who else do we have that calls in? I can't remember all the different people we have that call in. It's so great to hear from Louis.
Colin. And believe me, it ain't easy, Colin. But anyway, I just want to say, I heard about your accident at their house. It's very sad.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry to hear it.
Thank you.
I do a little electrical work.
Uh-oh.
And it's not because I'm short. I do a little electrical work.
There's too many short. You know, little electrical.
He doesn't know little, where to go.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
But I do charge a lot, so... Anyways,
another one.
So funny.
Talking to the microphone.
Sorry.
She's tired.
Excuse me. But I did want to tell you, I had quite an experience at church.
You did?
I went again. And
good.
I
That's twice for Louis.
They had what is called the offering.
Yes.
You know, they pass around some plates and this and that, and the pastor was going on and on and on about the new air conditioning unit they had to raise money for. So
I see.
What I did is I set up on the collection plate, and when people would hand in the money, now I've read the Bible once or twice, and it says that you need to be a hilarious giver. But the people that were putting the money in the plate were not hilarious.
They were not hilarious.
No,
they
did not look not
happy
funny.
At all. They weren't happy about it.
As a matter of fact, it looks like they had overdosed on lemon juice. So
these were not happy givers.
Not happy givers. Should be a joyful giver. Give it all you got.
An hilarious giver.
To really kind of talk to them, I say, you know, you need to be hilarious.
Yes.
And they would, you know, it was kind of like, you know, they were putting in like a 50-cent piece, and I go, no, more. So it was kind of like someone in Vegas, you know, waving in, you know, more. And we raised all the money for the air conditioning unit, I'll tell you, and it's really
good
nice.
Job,
it's
good job,
what I did. But anyway, I just want to say I'm sorry about the fire and all the electrical problems.
But you're welcome.
And you're safe. Right, hang in there.
Thank
and tell hello to everyone there. And keep that weird man out of the back of the house. I don't know what about that. So anyway, take care. This is Louis the Leprechaun.
Trust me, I try. Trust me, I try. He just keeps coming back. It's like some scary nightmare. Like I was saying.
Oh, hey, listen. Hey, where'd he go? Where'd he go? Where'd he go? I got my gun. Where'd he go? What are you doing in here with a shotgun, Buford? You're not allowed to bring guns in the house. No, I got me a leprechaun license, man. I need it. I can get three this season. Where'd he go? Where'd he go? I heard him.
He only just called in, Buford. He's not really here.
Oh, he was on the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounded so real. I thought he was right here. Dang it.
How do you get a leprechaun license?
Oh, my cousin Alfred.
Uh-huh.
He'll sell a hunting license for just about anything. Yeah. Dang it. I want to get one of them trophy mounted, you know? Uncle James? James got one. He's got one out in his... it wasn't really a leprechaun. It was a gnome. Yeah, he's got it out in his garden out there.
Are you sure that was actually like a taxidermied or wasn't just like a stone gnome?
Oh, he was stoned, all right. My God, I ain't going to tell you about it. That's
you
whole
crack yourself
other
up,
story,
huh, Buford?
A whole other story. Well, listen, I got to go, man. I get it. Yeah, you see that leprechaun, you let me know because I got me a license and I want to get me one stuffed and I want him up there on the wall right beside my jackalope. I want him right up there beside the jackalope. Okay, I'll see y'all later.
See what he did? See what he did to the headphone? Stop.
They can't hear that. So
I don't.
Ignore
it's driving me. I can't ignore it. It's annoying. Stop the madness. Get him out of here.
He's out of here.
He's going to shoot me.
I told
him
to bring
that thing
gun
around. He waves that thing around.
It's like a 2-gauge. It's just wrong. It's the kind. It's the kind of gun. I don't know if y'all have seen it before, but it's the kind of gun that has like the it looks like a trumpet at the end of it. And it kind of flares out. Oh, not good. Not good.
Okay, what else we got?
A jackalope. He said it was a jackalope.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. We'll go to here. We'll go here.
Hey, Scuttlebutt and Farkin Bark. This is Travis from the Thin Ice Podcast.
Excuse me? Can't call. We don't. This is not that kind of show. I think you.
Did he call you Scuttlebutt?
I don't think you can say those things.
Scuttlebutt.
Okay, you're saying them. Hello.
That's funny.
I'm glad you think it's funny. Hey, did you hear what he called you?
It's not as funny.
I am so disappointed with you.
Disappointed?
I represent the Italian-American community.
Oh, what is it about the Italian?
Here we go.
I can't believe that you let a small Asian man cut Michael Corleone up into several pieces. I do not like this.
Okay, dude, it was Bruce Lee. Have you seen Bruce Lee?
Have you seen what he can do?
The man is a weapon, okay?
His body is a weapon.
He'll kill you.
I'll kill you.
I hope he gets resurrected. I will tell you.
There's no resurrecting. No.
I was reading about some murder. Yeah, it happened several years ago with the mob. And guy was just learning how to go and do a hit. So he got a guy... threw him into the Hudson River. I think it was the Hudson River in New York.
Uh-huh.
And he ended up getting caught because after he threw the body in, he forgot to pop the lung so it never sunk. So maybe something like that happened with Michael. Maybe he just kind of like floated to the top and got reincarnated. let's see. I'm going to address it.
You can hold your breath on that one, you know.
A couple other things here.
He's got a list.
Oh, yeah. From the other episode,
yes.
If you're worried about putting makeup on twice and you know you're going to work on the house, don't put it on the first time. Just put it on after you get cleaned up. And then...
Thanks for that. He doesn't understand women at all, Mikey. He just doesn't understand. Not going to the store without makeup on.
Okay. Not in Texas, you don't.
No, no, no.
No, you don't go to the store without you dressed up. Okay.
Well, you don't have to dress up, but you know.
Oh, come on.
I don't dress up.
There are two kinds of women. Well, okay. you're dressed up is a lot of, you're slouchy is a lot of other people's dressed up from other parts of this country.
Okay, that's true.
In Wisconsin, everybody at the grocery store has on sweats.
Not everybody.
Tennis shoes.
Flip-flops in the summer.
Flip-flops in the summer and sometimes even in the winter.
Yeah, what's that about?
Here, you've got two people, two types of women at the store, and that's it. The kind that are dressed up, and they may be in jeans and a sweat top, but it's sweat top with little rhinestones on it, okay? And then you've got the other kind that are not dressed up, and they're wearing house slippers.
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, no.
Can I say something, please? Don't wear slippers out of the house. They're
that's
called,
why they're called
house shoes.
House slippers.
You don't wear them to the store.
No. And when you do it to the store,
and pick up
your
feet.
You don't drag your feet along the floor.
Oh, it makes me crazy.
Oh, you know what? There should be a license to hunt those people.
It seriously makes me want to. I'm going to snap. Oh.
Here's another clue.
How lazy are you that you can't pick up your feet?
I don't know. Here's something else. If you can't talk, shut up. It's that simple. If you can't talk, shut up. If you're not able to complete an English sentence, then don't start one. I mean, now, it's okay if you're talking to your friend. I completely understand that. Or if you're having a conversation, that's fine. But don't be proud of it. Don't yell across the place. Hey, what are you doing, man? You going to go there and bring me, man? All right. Okay, I hear you, man. All right. Shut up. Shut up. And that was a woman.
Yeah.
That was a woman who was, where was that? Oh yeah, this guy was, I'm sorry, Travis. Travis was talking.
Well, I guess the other thing's not that big of a deal. I had a different version of the story about the bird getting pooped on, but I can save that for another time.
Oh,
I really love the show, guys.
Been interesting.
Very,
to hear
very disappointed. If you guys knew what my last name was, you'd understand why. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Look, this wasn't a racial fight. Why are you adding race into this? It was just bracketology. Don't bring race into this. This wasn't a racial issue.
There's no
race.
We're
all the same in the Lord's eyes.
There's no Gentile, man.
There's no Bruce Lee. There's no Michael Corleone. It's just God's children, and they almost die. In bracketology, anyway.
Yeah. Only one will live.
There can be only one. All right, we listen to him, we listen to him, we listen to you, we listen to you. We have not listened to Jose, who we talked to earlier this week.
Yes, we have.
We started yesterday, wasn't it? Yes.
I don't know.
Hey, Brad and Faith, how are you guys doing? This is Jose.
Hello.
From Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yay,
kind of warm here right now.
Isn't that weird? Is it weird to hear him saying he's from Milwaukee, Wisconsin?
No.
Okay.
Kind of happy.
All right.
But anyways, where have you guys been? Oh, my God. I really, really need to listen to you guys. You know, I've been listening to Jen and Dave, but
it's just not
the
same
as you guys.
No,
you guys are
like
the top quality original people.
Oh.
And I'm much.
Ouch. Hey, I didn't say that, okay, Jen and Dave? Don't even start with it. I didn't say it.
No.
Didn't mean it. Don't even think it. Jose is not the opinions
and
statements expressed
made on this show.
Now, callers in this show do not reflect those of the host. Thank you.
We like them. Oh, come on. Oh, you're so, why do you cower? Why do you cower to Jed and Dave?
I'm not going
with
you.
Why do you cower to Jed and Dave?
I'll take the high road. I love them.
So do I. But that's what's so fun about it.
It's only fun if one of us goes at a time.
Okay.
Trying to listen to you guys. So,
well, thank you. We appreciate that.
I just wanted to call and see if you guys were still alive.
We're still alive.
So, all right, that's it. I don't think I remember if I got to say anything else. So I'll see you later, okay?
Okay,
bye. Con Dios.
Bye-bye. Bye, con Dios. Bye. What are you doing? What is going on? She has left the... Faith has left the building.
I haven't left the building. I'm just fixing my chair.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to scratch the floor.
So. Well, we're done. That's all the calls.
That's it? Oh, we're
that's
done.
That's all the calls.
It's over. Can we go watch Galactica now?
Yes, we can go watch Galactica.
Yay! Hey, what's her name? Laura. Laura Roslin went on to the
mothership.
The mothership, and the hybrid was unplugged. And so
this makes no sense to people who are not watching.
I don't care, but people who know it they'll know where we're at. So they come in and they plug her back in, and Laura was gonna add they wanted to know who the final five were, and the hybrid wakes up and goes, jump, and they flash out away from everybody else. Right. So now Laura Roslin's bald on the mothership.
She's bald on the mothership. This is good. And they're gone.
And they're gone. Nobody knows where they are.
Nobody knows.
The Admiral's gonna cry.
He is.
He loves
Laura. He's gonna be ticked, is what he's gonna be.
Don't mess with my woman.
He's gonna take it out on.
Well, don't mess with my woman.
I think all of them are over there, aren't they?
The Admiral wasn't over there.
No, I mean all the Cylons wouldn't.
No, they weren't.
Didn't Athena go and?
No, she shot. Six go? She shot the other six. They weren't on the mothership, were they? With her daughter.
Who got shot?
Athena. Sharon shot six. She was on her way to stall the Admiral because what's his name? Starbucks yes. Cylon bow
yes.
had said he was gonna fix the
okay, I remember.
And so she shot her Hera back.
And the other six got killed too.
And the chief the chief went and got Hera. So they were going to see the Admiral, so I don't think they were on the mothership, were they?
And anybody who dies now is dead.
Dead, real dead.
Is all
No more downloading dead. Just dead.
Dead. Okay. So there we are. All I have left.
I'm going to cry when the Caprica is done. What am I going
to
do?
I don't know. We still have the movie to watch, too. The Caprica movie.
Oh, yeah. Is that the same character? Is that the same?
Not the same. I have one more thing to talk about.
You do? Aren't we done? You said we were done.
We can be done.
Okay.
I'm going to save this till next
week. Save it.
Me and...
That's not saving it.
Yeah, it is. Me and Larry are going to be having...
Crump?
Larry Crump. How on earth did you pull in Larry Crump into my podcast? Now, I like Larry Crump, but he has no business being in my podcast.
Oh my gosh, how did that come?
Where did he come from?
I don't know.
Okay, for those of you...
I know you don't need to know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I got to tell them. They have to be in on it.
It was his father-in-law.
No, it wasn't even my father-in-law. It was my father-in-law's brother. It was my uncle-in-law.
It was his uncle-in-law.
And he raises trees right outside of town.
Oh, buddy.
Man, anyway. So.
This is because we're having a conversation about Jerry talking to Larry about trees. That's right. Where that came from.
I guess so. Larry Clough.
Clough?
Clough.
Well, close.
Crump. Crump. Clough. Yeah, two totally different people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much rather be Larry Clough.
Yes.
Sorry about that, Larry.
Me and Larry will be having a call soon on the Grace Junkies podcast. I'll let you know more about that when it happens. We haven't done a Grace Junkies podcast in a couple of months. Maybe even longer than that now. But anyway, we're going to be doing a Grace Junkies episode with me and Larry talking about, from the best I can understand it, is he's going to be schooling me on why I don't have to, why 6-day creationism is...
Oh, boy.
Is actually against the New Testament.
Tune in on this one. Brad will go ballistic.
Well, I just happen to know a lot about the subject and feel strongly about it, so...
That's what I mean.
We're gonna talk about it. I don't really understand where he's coming from, to be honest. I've only had one email exchange with him so far about it.
So you're really wanting to know where his opinion is, where he stands?
Well, I think I'm just going to play it by ear.
Okay.
I mean, we may talk a little bit about what the boundaries are of the conversation, you know? Cause
don't you think maybe you need to know where you're coming from before you start talking?
No, I don't want, because I'm very interested in this point. I don't want to hear it before the show.
Okay.
So I'm very interested in that. I have been listening to Reasons to Believe a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's a website, reasonstobelieve.org. They call themselves RTB. And they have a lot of scientists. It's sort of like Answers in Genesis, if you've ever heard of them, except Reasons to Believe does not believe in a 6-day creation. They believe in millions of years and evolution, but they're a Christian, but they fit it into the Bible and basically day age.
But I don't believe in that. I don't believe in day age.
I believe in the Bible.
I think that Dage is wrong.
I believe what the Bible says.
That's right.
Now, they teach that the Bible...
Not what I just said?
Reasons to Believe teaches that the Bible...
Was I not supposed to be that clear? Right. Sorry.
The Reasons to Believe teaches that the Bible teaches day age.
I can have an opinion. I'm not having this conversation.
Absolutely, you can have an opinion.
Looking at me like I shouldn't voice my opinion.
I did not. And you're perfectly well. I'm just trying to get out what Reasons to Believe is, in case anybody wants to check it out. They have a lot of podcasts, and it's good information. And they talk about other stuff, too, and it's a lot of good stuff. And
really?
But their main, yeah. But their main, or they're not their main thing, but one of their main differences between them and Answers in Genesis is that they believe in millions of years. They believe in evolution, or I don't say believe in. They allow for evolution, millions of years.
Isn't that backwards? Aren't they going at it backwards? Are they coming at it from the other way?
Well, I'll tell you how they.
Isn't that what that is? Isn't that saying we're going to take science and make it work with the Bible? Okay, I mean, to make the Bible work with science.
Are you asking me a question or telling me something?
I'm telling you something. Just saying.
The way they get there is they believe that the nature is one book, that God wrote nature. He set up the laws. He created everything.
Backward.
No, he did do that. That's not backward.
I mean,
he did
I'm
that.
Saying they
God
apply,
did that.
They apply it backward.
And then he also gave not us them. The revelation of the Bible, and that they will not contradict, that these two things don't contradict. So if you discover something to be a fact in nature, it will not contradict the Bible. Okay. So that's where they're coming from, and that's how they get there. And it's very reasonable, and it's very fine. And I've listened to it. I wouldn't go so far as to say there's anything heretical about it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that. I would agree with, I listened to Ken Ham talk about it, where he talked about it undermines some of what God's reconciliation is, because what they do is they have a lot of death prior to the fall. Now they believe that. See, they teach that God, that man was created in one day by a piece of clay in a miraculous creation, but the creatures of the earth, the rest of the creatures of the earth, were all evolved by guided evolution by God, and it took millions of years to do this. And they have the reasons for thinking that. They have their through astronomy and stuff, but. I
think it's unnecessary, if you ask me.
I still go with if you brought Adam. But see, they say if God created the world in 6 days, 6 24-hour days, which I don't believe that either. I believe he created it in 6 12-hour days. But anyway, because he says morning and evening, one day. That's 12 hours, not 24. But anyway, the point is that if you have if they say if you have 6 12-hour days or 6 24-hour days for creation, then God is a liar because he made the universe to look old. So he's lying to us. And I just think that's
silly.
Well, I just don't think it matches up with what the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us they even believe that God made man in one day.
Well, but he wasn't made. He didn't look 1 year old or one day old. He was like however old God made it. I mean, he was at puberty. He was able to reproduce, right?
Right.
So he was what? Maybe 12. Maybe he could have been 20. Who knows?
He could have been anywhere from 12.
But he was only one day old, and he looked like he was 25, maybe.
Exactly. If you would examine him by a doctor, he would be able to converse with you in a language. He would be. He would probably. You know. He would be. probably over 5 foot tall. He would be have full.
If he can do that, can he make the earth
maturity.
Look like it's old? And we also had a flood, which made everything.
Yeah, they don't believe in the flood. So,
excuse me?
They believe the flood was a local thing. And then when God says he flooded the world.
Okay, I'm out.
He was talking about the world, not the
I'm
world.
I'm out. So they don't believe in the Bible then? They don't believe that the Bible's true? Is
this,
that what you're
do.
Saying to me?
No, they do. You're misrepresenting what they say.
Okay. I think they're wrong.
I think they're wrong, too. But there's no point in going to the extreme.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can't help it. There's plenty of reasons to believe. You have reason. I'm just going to be over here.
There's plenty of things to discuss with them in a logical, respectful manner exaggerating what they're trying
to say.
You're
much more mature than me in this subject.
Well, there's a lot of people that listen to us that probably believe what Reasons to Believe has to say.
I'm sorry. Well, they can have their opinion.
And I want them to know that I respect them. I don't agree with what they teach, but I respect them.
Okay.
And anyway, the point is that you're right that Adam did not, you know, I don't think God lied when he did that. I don't think God lied when he made wine out of water, which would have required time. And anybody examining the wine, that did not make God a liar.
Right.
And so miracles are the exception to the rule. I do believe that God did create the world. The problem is the world has fallen. And so it doesn't, you know, you can't depend on the world to get your, I'll say the truth, I guess. You know, I mean, there are rules of logic, and God set those in the place. But when he created the universe, he created it for our setting of seasons and times. And therefore, he had to create not just the star, but the light in between the star and the earth. So
okay.
There you have it. Just like he had to create, just like Adam probably had a belly button.
You know, even though he didn't have a cord.
He didn't have a cord and didn't need the scar. That's just my opinion.
We don't really know that.
Threw that one in just so I could get some angry emails. Anyway. All right. Well, happy Friday, everybody. I hope that you enjoyed today's show. If you didn't, it's your fault you didn't call in. Unless you're talking about the end there where I threw in a bunch of stuff. Okay. I'm not comfortable being the sane one. While you go off and be crazy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, you're supposed to be the anchor to the show, and I'm supposed to be the one that goes off and be crazy.
I can't. When it comes to, I really have
you
a hard
got a
time.
Problem with that one?
I really have a hard time with that one. I really do. I don't know why. I just, and it's not that I don't. I even have a hard time saying I respect their opinion, because I mean, because I should. I just have a hard time. That's why I said I'm not very mature about this. I can't be very mature about it.
I have a lot of problems with it.
I'm okay with admitting that.
I've studied evolution pretty closely because I wanted to know, just for pure curiosity's sake. I wanted to know, and there's really nothing there. There's no proof that evolution takes place. I'm talking about macroevolution.
Right.
Evolution between species. There's just nothing there. There's no evidence there at all. There's macroevolution. That's plenty of evidence for that. Anyway. Beside the point, getting off on a solo subject, and the show's over.
See? He can't help himself.
Happy Friday!
Vas con Dios!
Squares are gooder than pie!
John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him and said, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he be born a second time into his mother's womb? Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Are you the teacher of Israel, and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds might be clearly seen, that they have been done in God.